This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazil's president is still not conceding the election he lost to his leftist rival, the former president, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Jair Bolsonaro spoke publicly Tuesday for the first time since results of the presidential election were announced. But he didn't mention those results, which showed Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva winning with 50.9% of the vote to Bolsonaro's 49.1%. Bolsonaro did say he will follow the rules laid out in the nation's constitution, and his chief of staff told reporters he'd been authorized to begin the transition process. Bolsonaro has repeatedly questioned the reliability of Brazil's electoral system, and his 2 days of silence prompted demonstrations by supporters, including truck drivers who blocked roads with burning tires and their big rigs. I'm Ben Thomas.
Exit polls in Israel indicate former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his allies may have won enough seats to return to power in a nationalist and religious government after 3.5 years of political gridlock. It was Israel's fifth national election since 2019. Tuesday's vote was once again a referendum on Netanyahu and his fitness to serve amid corruption charges. Saudi Arabia has shared intelligence with American officials that suggests Iran could be preparing for an imminent attack on the kingdom, as according to 3 U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. One of the officials who confirmed the intelligence sharing describes it as a credible threat of an attack, quote, soon or within 48 hours. This is VOA News.